Yeraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Pezayin Amud Aleph. We're holding on Pevav Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom, by the words Mefarsim and Mesachanefin. So says the Gemara, Mefarsim and Mesachanefin Bnei Chilul Hashem. We publicize these people that are perceived as being tzaddikim, but really they secretly do averus. So we publicize them so that they shouldn't lead to a Chilul Hashem, that they're going to do things wrong, people are going to see, and they're going to learn from them to do averus as well. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, Uvashub Tzaddik Mitzidkoi Vasa'ava V'nesati Mechshol Lefanav. Shuvas hamuchlotin makavas haperanos va'afal pishenechtem avlov gzar din shal peranos. Says the Gemara, the way the Marshal learns is that even the tshuva of muchlotin of Rasham gemurim, that even their tshuva is able to hold back the peranos even if there's a gzar din on them. Shalvas Rasham seifet hakala, the tranquility of Rasham is really a negative thing. Va'haroshos mikaberes es baleha, and having positions of authority that buries the one with the position. Arim nichnas lavarim yetsiv imeno, he goes in poor. He comes out poor. Ulavai shatei yitzia kebia halavai, that he should go out the way he came in without a nichat. Says the Gemara, Rav kevanafik lemeidan dina. When Rav went to go judge a case, which is a position of authority, so when he would go, so Amar Hachi, he would say the following. He would say b'tzvei nafshe lekatol nafik, with his own ratzon, he goes to get killed. Meaning it's saying about himself. If he makes a mistake, he'll be punished. Utzvubeisei lasuavid, he doesn't do the ratzon of his family. V'reikon he comes back to his family empty-handed. He doesn't make any money from the job. He should come out the way he came in without any chet. And it says the Gemara that Rava kev enafa kudina marachi, that Rava said the same exact thing when he would go out to don a case. He would say b'tzu nafshi lekatol enafik u'tzu beisi lasuavid v'reikon beisi ozul v'levai shetei biyak yitzia. Says the Gemara now back on Rav, v'chi havechazi ambu abasra, when he would have a large gathering of people there, to that they were being mechabed him. So Amar, he would say, to not get any gaiva from the cover that he was getting, he would say, the covenant's not real. He's not gonna gain anything from it. He compared himself to glolay lenetzach yoyved. They'll be lost forever, like glolay, like animal waste. Rav Zutra kevu mechatvile b'Shabbat at the Rigla hava Amar. Also, when he would be mechabed him on the Shabbos before the Yontif, when he would give a shir, so he would say the following: Kiloyla oilum chaysan v'mnezel ador v'dar. Is the cover gonna last? Is it gonna do anything for him? And that's how he would make sure he didn't get any gaiva. Says the Gemara, says Pnei Rasha Leitoiv Leitoiv Lehem LeRashaim Shneisim Lehem Panim Ba'olam Hazeh. It's not a good thing for the Rasham that Hashem shows favor to them in this world and He doesn't punish them, because then they just get it in Olam and in Gehenim. Leitoiv LeLaAchav Shneisul Leipanim Panim Ba'olam Hazeh. It wasn't good for Achav the fact that Hakadosh Baruch Hu withheld punishment from him in this world. Now, where do we see that Hashem withheld it? Shneimer, as the pasuk says, Yan Ki Nichna Mipanai LeAvi Hara Biyamav. He didn't give him the Einish in his time, only in the times of his descendants. It's a good thing for tzaddikim that Hashem doesn't show favor to them in this world. Hashem punishes them in this world so that they get more olam haba. It's a good thing that Hashem didn't show him favor in this world, and when he did something wrong, he punished him. And then Moshe Rabbeinu died. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, "Yan lahimantim bilakdisheni," that you're dying because you didn't believe me, you didn't have amun in me to sanctify me by the chadam emribo, which is that really if Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have sinned by Mem Ribo, he would have lived longer. So you see, Hashem punished him because of the chet, and really that's a good thing, because then Moshe Rabbeinu got more olam haba. Ashreihem l'tzadikim, the tzadikim are very fortunate. Le'dayin shehin zoichin el shemizakin of neilu nevneim atzif kaladoris. Not only do they get their own schar for the ma'isim tovim that they do, but they're even mizaka their children and grandchildren. Shekama banim ha'ilu la'arin, as an example, Aaron Akain and many children. Shiruin lisariv kanadav aviu, that really bad some. They were also roy to be punished. Elazar and Yisamar were also really roy to be punished, like nadav and aviu. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, hanei sarim. Mashma that the other ones were also right to get punished. It's just that the zchus of Aaron is what stood for them that they didn't get punished. And only do they cause themselves trouble when they do their wicked deeds. Really, Kanan and other children, they're a right to be to get smicha, so to speak, like the Tavi, the Eved of Rav Gamliel, who Rav Gamliel called him an Eved Kosher. It's just that the chayvas of their father of Kanan caused that even his grandchildren they weren't kosher avodim. Call him Ezakes Arabim Inchad Al Yadav V'Chol Machdes Arabim Say Maspikim Biyadol Asas Tshuva. The Gemara explains. Call him Ezakes Arabim. Anybody who's Mezakeh the Rabim, so Inchad Al Yadav. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives a special siyat to the Shmaya that he doesn't sin. My time, what's the reason? Kadosh Loi Yehei Hu Beganim V'Tamida Began Eden. It shouldn't be that he's in Gehenim while his Tamidim are in Gan Eden. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Kilei Sazev Nashilishol Titin Chasidcha Liray Shachas. That sometimes Hashem holds back the chassid from being liray shachas from seeing Gehenim. Anyone who is machti, he causes others to do averus. So then, Hakadosh Baruch Hu holds back the siyata d'shmaya from him from doing tshuva. In order that it shouldn't be that he's in Gan Eden while his tamidim are in Gehenim. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Adam ashuk b'dam nafesh. If a person's ashuk b'dam nafesh by causing others to sin, so at bar yonos al yismichu b'ayit. Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give him special help. We send the mission, a person says Echtav Ashav, Echtav Ashav, so he loses the Siyata Dishmaya to do Tshuva. Lamli Lamemer Echtav Ashav, Echtav Ashav, Trey Zimni, says the Gemara, why is the mission say it twice? Kid Rav Huna, to be Maram is for the din of Rav Huna Marav, Dam Rav Huna Marav, Kevin Shavar Adam Avera, Vashanaba, Hutchulay, becomes Mutter to him once he's done an Avera twice. Hutchulay Sakadaito, Chamamish becomes Mutter, El Nasis Lay Kihater becomes like something which is Mutter, being that he's done it already so many times, he loses his sensitivity to the chet, and that's what the mission is being maramis to. That besides the fact that a person who says echtav ashuv, so he loses a siyata d'shmaya to do tshuva, but also a person who does the averus multiple times, so he also the averitim becomes like its mutter, and therefore he doesn't do tshuva. Echtav yom kippur mechaper and yom kippur mechaper says in the mission, if a person says I'll do an avera because anyways yom kippur will just be mechaper for me, so I'm good to go. So Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give him siyata d'shmaya to do Truvan Yom Kippur. So Lema Masnis and Delay Rabbi, it's Mashma that you need to do Truvan Yom Kippur. So that's not like Rabbi. The Tani we learned in the Braisa Rabbi Aimer Akal Avera Shabatira, Beit Asa Truva, Bein Loy Asa Truva, Yom Kippur Machaper. Whether you do Truva or not, Yom Kippur is Machaper. Rabbi Shita is that the Etzim day of Yom Kippur is Machaper, even without Truva. The Mishnah is Mashma that if a person says Echtav Yom Kippur Machaper, so a Kaddish Baruch Hu will take away the Siyata Shmaya that he won't do Truva on Yom Kippur. But it's Mashma Yom Kippur needs Truva. So as the Gemara, that afilu tema Rebbe, agav shani. The Tana, the Mishnah, could even be like Rebbe. But even Rebbe's mashma, even Rebbe's maide, that there's a case where you need tshuva on Yom Kippur. And that's when a person has this chet, where he says, that I'm going to do an avera, and Yom Kippur is going to be mechaper anyways. So then, even such a person, Rebbe says, that even Rebbe says that about such a person, that he needs to do tshuva on Yom Kippur. Averus Shabin Adam Lamakim Vichulu. We said that in the Mishnah that only Averus Shabin Adam Lamakim Yom Kippurim is Mechaper for. But things that are Ben Adam Lachaveru are not. So Rami Le Rav Yosef Bar Chavu Le Rabbi Avoyu. Averus Shabin Adam Lachaveru in Yom Kippur Mechaper? Is that true? That Yom Kippur is not Mechaper for things that are Ben Adam Lachaveru? Is that really true? Vaksiv Yechti Yishli Shufil Le Elokim? It says that Eli told his children, you know, if a person sits between man and his fellow, Upilo Elokim, so he asks Hashem for forgiveness. So you see that you, even for things that are b'nalu mechaveru, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the mechila. Says the Gemara, no, man elokim dayano, ufilu elokim doesn't mean that he asks Hashem for forgiveness, it means that ufilu elokim means that the judge, the dayan, will judge him, that Bezdin will judge the case. Well, says the Gemara, if that's what the pasuk means, yachi emeseifa. So how do you understand the next of the hemshach of the pasuk? It says v'im Hashem yechtiish, so mi espaloi. But if a person sins to Hashem, then who will daven for him? So you see that it's nothing to do with a dayan and bezdin and anything like that. Says the Gemara, no, hachi kamer. This is what the pasuk means to say. Im yechtiish liish upiloi. If a man sins between man and his fellow upiloi, so he asks him for mechila. He goes to his friend for mechila, like we said. bad things that are being aglam chaveroi, you go to your friend. Elokim yimcho, and then Hashem will forgive him. The Hashem yechta, however, Eli was telling his children, but if a person sins to Hashem, the Hashem yechta ish, so then mi espal ba'adais, and who's gonna defend him? Who's he gonna go to appease if the one who he sinned to is Hashem? So what Eli was implying was tshuva ma'isim toivim. Then what you need is a tshuva ma'isim toivim, that's your only line of defense, and that's what he was giving mostly to his children, that they need to do tshuva ma'isim toivim. If a person in chepers his friend even just with words, so he needs to be mefayis him. He needs to get mechila from him. Shnemer, as the pasuk says, "Bnei meraftel reyecha, tekatu lazar kapecha, nekashta ba'im reficha, asay zayis efa bnei vinatzel, kivasa bekaf reyecha, leichis rapis or rehav reyecha." So it's discussing someone who wronged his friend, and it says like his rapis or rehav reyecha, which the Gemara darshens to me that imamun yesh biaducha, that if you have his mammon in your hand, if you have his money, you did something physically wrong to him, so then hatir lo pisas yad. So then open up your hand and give it back. And if it's not money that you stole from him, rather what it is the words that you said to him that were nice, so then harbe olav reyim. So then harbe olav reyim, to be marbe reyim, to tell your friends to go to him and say, you know, Pliny really wants to make amends with you, he wants to make up to you, he wants to be friends again, and really you should forgive him. Says the Gemara, Rav Chista, you have to go to them three times with three groups of people, with groups of three people. Shneimer, as the pasuk says, Yashar al anashim v'yomer chatasiv Yashar avisiv leishavuli. So it says lashon of shura Yashar, which is lashon of shura, which is three people, and it says three different lashonos chatasi v'yashar avisi v'leishavuli. So we dash it from there that it means that you have to go three times with three people. Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, kol mevakish matu mechavira, a person who asks mechila from his friend, al yevakish mimenu yaisim yishalish pa'amim. So you don't ask, you don't need to ask more than three times. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, ana sano va'ata sano. It says when the brothers asked Yosi for forgiveness, they said three different lashonos. Ve'emes, and if the one who, a person wronged, is no longer alive, so mevi asar b'nei adam u'mamidu na'kevroi va'aymer chatos l'ashem okei yisol v'l'ploini shechavalti ba. So you bring 10 people to the person's kever, and you say this formula that I sent to Hashem El Kei Yisrael, and to Pliny Shechavalti Boi. Rabbi Yirmiyah Avalei Milsel Rabbi Abba Bahadei. Says the Gemara that Rabbi Yirmiyah once had something that he wronged Rabbi Abba, so he needed to ask Rabbi Abba for Mechila. So Azul Esev Adashad Rabbi Abba, so he went and he sat by the doorway of Rabbi Abba, and Bahadi Deshadia Amse Maya, Mata Dazifid Maya Reisha, the Gaita of Rabbi Abba was cleaning up, and some water splashed onto Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Amar Asuni Kashpa, Rabbi Yirmiyah said about himself, I'm like a garbage dump. Kara Nafshe said about himself the following pasuk that me ashpez yarem evyoin. Shomer Rabbi Abba heard about all of this. Venafak laape, he went out to greet him. Amar Lein, he said to Rabbi Yirmiyah, hashta tzrichna lemepaka daitoch. Now I need to ask you for mechila. I need to appease you. Dechsev leiches rapis rehavriyacho, the pasuk that we brought before. So that was the ma'isa. Says the Gemara, another ma'isa that Rabbi Zeira kavale milsa bahadi inish. Well, any time he had things with people that people did something wrong to him, so people needed to ask him for mechila. So have a chalif to tani lekameu mamtzi lekihechu denesi venefikli midaite. So he would dafka walk in front of the person who wronged him in order to get the person to ask him for mechila. Midas chasidus that Rabbi Zeira did, someone wronged him, he would purposely make sure he was found by him, I guess, sometime before Yom Kippur, so that the person would ask him for mechila.